Blog Talk Radio.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever and ever. Every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you. The smell of your skin, the taste of your kiss, the way you whisper in the dark, your hair all around me, baby, you surround me, you touch every place in my heart. Oh, it feels like the first time, every time. I wanna spend the whole night in your eyes. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you.
Good night, everybody, and welcome to The Art of Seduction, our Wednesday night, where we delve into your sensual, sultry, seductive, and all the S's, the words satiny, soft, scintillating poetry. And we have a great line of poetry tonight that you have written for us, so we're really excited to get into it. And with me tonight is my co-host Pam Ray. Hello, Pam. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Hi, Naomi. How's it going?
It's going well. Going well. Oh, it's been so nice. Warm here this week. Has it been nice up where you are?
Yeah, well, today not so bad. Today it only got up to the low 70s and is actually down to 56 now. But the 3 days before today, it was in the mid to high 80s with all this humidity. Oh my goodness. I actually tried turning on my air conditioning, and a bunch of those like icky little ladybug type, like they're not actually ladybugs, but they're those disgusting Asian type beetles that, you know, come around in the fall. They just came flying in, and we got like 30 of them in the apartment, and so I was like, but yes. It was very hot this past week. Well, for me, I mean, I know there's people who live down south, you know, that's not hot to them, but it is to me.
Yeah. Well, here, you know, we never had an October like this, you know, since I don't remember. Like, I was actually, you know, had my pool open and swimming, and tomorrow they're announcing even warmer. So, you know, sangrias and swimming in October. I can't believe it.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, no, just relaxing on the deck, you know. And, anything new with you?
Oh, I've been pretty lazy, just the typical stuff. Nothing exciting. Just keeping busy, but being lazy at the same time, if that makes sense. Probably not.
Yeah.
Today was a nap type day. I listened to an audio book I got from the library, and I, took a nap and just made burgers for dinner with Swiss cheese, melted Swiss cheese, mushrooms and onions, and I don't know if they have them there, but you know how they have those bag salads? They like basically it's a kit where you got everything you need to put your salad together.
Yeah.
I found one called Double Dill, and I love dill pickles, and I love dill. So it was the first time I ever tried it. It's so delicious. The dressing is a creamy dill dressing. And then as the top, one of the toppings you get is like these fried pickles to put on top of it, like crispy fried pickle chips. It is so yummy.
Oh, my gracious. I don't think we have that up here. We have the bags, but, you know, that kind, unless it's new and we'll get it someday. But I'm definitely going to try that. Oh, my gracious. That's right.
I do highly recommend it. Yeah, if dill is up your alley, I highly recommend it. By the way, wonderful prompts that you chose for your contest. Got a lot of great people who are very excited.
I focused on double exposure. So it's like you take a photograph, but then you put another one on top of it. Or I don't know exactly how they do it, but it's called double exposure. And, you know, I came across all these wonderful photographs. Of course, I couldn't see, you know, I tried to research where they came from, who they were from, but, you know, with photographs, it's kind of hard. But, and that's what it was. It was they call it double exposure. And, it's really neat. It's like, you're drifting into like this kind of drifty feeling. So, you know, that's where I called the contest Drift Away With Me, because it was like, you know, sometimes you had this couple, you know, this person in the background or this other person in the foreground or whatever you call it there, and or nature, you know, elements of nature and the person in the background. But anyway, that was what it was called, double exposure. So kind of neat.
Very cool.
Yeah, so we have a lot of poetry on the board. So whenever you're ready, Pam,
all right. Sounds good with me. All right. We have up first, You, My Exquisite Torment. by Fran Marie. And go ahead, please, Naomi, and give that a read.
Okay. You, my exquisite torment, I drift deftly into your words, whispered in a sweet caress, tiptoeing like ballerinas on cirrus clouds of mist, little spirits igniting romantic sparks, sliding slowly on a midnight breeze. My mind dressed in desire inhales every part of you. You're my exquisite torment, sweet kisses trailing my neck, your warm breath heating my sensitive nature. I seep sensually into your mind, love wavelengths that cannot be denied. I flourish as supple art in your presence as you complete me, knowing you know me better than I know myself. Passion plays over time, and I like it, the flames climbing higher and hotter in my inhibitions diffuse, and I'm aroused and fully focused on taking you to nirvana. End poem. What a wonderful write this is. My gracious. Sorry, I mixed up at the end there. Flames climbing higher and hotter. Inhibitions diffuse, and I'm arose and fully focused on taking you to nirvana. That is just absolutely beautiful. But, you know, the whole thing was just so romantic and so, you know, you can tell there's just this bond between these two people here that she's, you know, between her and her partner in this poem. I seep sensually into your mind, love wavelengths that can't be denied. And I love the repetition, and I like it, the flames climbing higher. I like the repetition there. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I really like this. It is absolutely beautiful. It has a dreamy-like quality that really fits well with the imagery of the photograph. I like the imagery and metaphor in this, and how she, as you were saying, there's a sense of longing to it. My particular favorite part was the second stanza with my mind dressed in desire inhales every part of you. You're my exquisite torment, sweet kisses trailing my neck, your warm breath heating my sensitive nature. I also like that some of the little details she has, like that she brings in the cirrus clouds, the wispy type clouds, I thought was a nice touch. And, you know, it's just a really wonderful, romantic, and sensual write all the way through, and very well done.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much, Fran Marie. What a wonderful, wonderful write that was. And what do we have up next, Pam?
Up next, we have Cuttlefish by Omni O. And it goes like this. Pulses of physics trapping court and spurting, spangling, popping surges. Hexed ID fixed. In time, effervescent, emotions, senses collide. She is a creature that stares out from my dream. The dreams of her dilating to sapphire eyes, mesmerized, gripping tentacles. Camouflage, palpitating complexions, flip portfolio waves. In Arteza, watercolor paint. We float amniotic, surrounded by optic jewels of bioelectric pulsation, cadence, crest, sketch, then waves of pulsing hypnotize us fandango. We cuddle, trip, multicolored light strobes, vertical limbs entwined akimbo, rhythms climax, vignette, then waves of impulse entangle us horizontally. We cuddle in peak morning, spurting extremities, composing akimbo's encore and poem.
Wonderful read, Pam. I really, really like the uniqueness of this. And I read the AN earlier, and he says instead of putting cuddle, he replaced it by cuddle. And he says, and I plead poetic license for that. Cuddlefish. I really, really thought that was really unique. But, I mean, the imagery in here and the metaphors are just amazing. The wording throughout, he just brings us into another dimension completely here. Just as the doubled dimensions of the photography, I think. I just loved camouflage, palpitating complexions, flip portfolio waves, and arteza watercolor paint. We float amniotic, surrounded by optic jewels of bioelectric pulsations. And then when he goes into, all the rest, the waves, the pulsing, the hypnotized, the climax, a wonderful, wonderful write. And what did you think, Pam?
Yeah, this is just very creative. I never thought I'd see the day when somebody put a cuttlefish, a 10-armed, basically like an octopus-type fish or a squid-type fish in a essential rite. But, it works really well, especially with words like entangle and akimbo, because you just can imagine being in these two people being in bed together, and their legs and arms and everything are just intertwined and thrown all over the place, to where, like, you can no longer tell practically whose leg is who and whose arm is who, and it feels like there's just multiple things going on. But I do like, particularly, she is a creature that stares out from my dream, the dreams of her dilating sapphire eyes, mesmerizing, gripping tentacles, camouflage, palpitating complexions, flip portfolio waves, and Azteca watercolor paint. Beautiful, stunning imagery there, and very well done.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I agree. I didn't think I'd see that either. But yeah, I agree with you. It worked so well. The idea, the cuttlefish and this. And a great, great write. And what do we have next, Pam?
All right. Up next, we have Lost in You by Stelina. And go ahead, Naomi, and give that a read for us, please.
Okay. This is Lost in You by our beautiful Stelina. Drifting on a swelling tide of tenderness in shadows of intimacy, flickering candlelight, incandescent like the flames of your touch. Our kiss melts into the night, its exhilarative essence, sinuous within, binding us in a web like threads of evocative enchantment. When our lips meet, a cascade of butterflies flutter within me and lift my spirit soaring onto the heavens. The language of love is unique to everyone, but yours is the only one that speaks to my heart. Your face floats into my mind. My eyes caress each shade and contour. I close my eyes, you lying naked before me. Your beauty makes me catch my breath. like I've never seen a man before. The arch of your neck, the rise of your shoulders, your chest carpeted with lush black hair. For me to curl around my fingers, long toned legs crossed at the ankles casually. Your arms, those arms which I long to sink into, stretched up behind your head. Your look inviting me to take all you offer. In my dream of you, I am where I want to be, always and forever. Warm against the length of you, legs draped over your hips, adrift in the blue ocean of your eyes, your passion washing over me like the rush of a tropical waterfall. I am drowning in desire for you. End poem. Oh, yeah, my turn to my Mitch Meter has stopped. Oh, wow, yeah, this just left me breathless, you know, and speechless.
Speechless.
Oh, my gracious, yeah. Oh, boy. Wow, Stelina, my gracious. You know, I could just imagine the man there. The, you know, the arch of your neck, the rise of your shoulders, your chest carpeted with lush black hair for me to curl around my fingers, the long toned legs. I could just see him there. I was right there, you know, in that moment. My gracious, this is awesome. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, this is brilliant. A beautiful, right, seductive, romantic. I love the sense of intimacy that's within it, how it speaks in the voice of someone acknowledging their feelings for their lover. I really love the imagery in this. And let's see some of my favorite parts here. I really like the romantic touch of the language of love is unique to everyone, but yours is the only one that speaks to my heart. And this part also, where'd it go here? Oh, I close my eyes to see you lying naked before me. Your beauty makes me catch my breath like I've never seen a man before. The arch of your neck, the rise of your shoulders. And I like that because it's the whole idea that, you know, even if you have had other lovers, even if you have been with other men, the one right in front of you is the most important one, the one who has sparked that desire and brought out something in you that, you know, you just haven't felt the same way before or you haven't felt in a while. There's definitely a lot of passion in this, right? And it's beautifully written and very well done.
Absolutely. Well said, Pam. Yeah, you do feel the passion there, the, you know, the desire for that other person there. Anyway, I felt it. I just got lost in it. Yeah, superb, right, Stelina, my gracious. And what will be our next write, Pam?
Up next, we have A Journey to Serendipity by Daniel Duhame. And it goes like this. Be still, my beating heart, and let me drink from your fountain of loveliness, sewn into the fabric of my mind where daydreams break the veil of psychedelic colors, fused into a kaleidoscope of transparent mist, drifting into new worlds of pleasure across a doorway into heavenly bliss, where time is but a drop in reality, never to be given again. Let the angel speak into an ear to guide the soul into drifting upon silvered clouds, where cherubs play upon golden lyres, singing sweet, haunting melodies that envelope the whole being until they tire of performing the duties laid down by a mortal pact written in the fountain of eternal youth. End poem.
Oh, this is just beautiful. Journey to serendipity. I just love that word, serendipity. And the movie too. I don't know if you saw the movie Serendipity, but I like that movie. Nice little romantic comedy. And be still, my beating heart, and let me drink from your fountain of loveliness, sewn into the fabric of my mind, where daydreams break the veil of psychedelic colors fused into a kaleidoscope of transparent mist. I think he captured, all the essence of the photography and, the artworks that were used in the contest, that drifty, again, that drifty hauntingness. I like also, the third stanza there. And, this is just beautiful. It's very, I don't know, it just has this soothing, it's kind of haunting but soothing atmosphere around the whole rite. I don't know, drifting upon silvered clouds where cherubs play upon golden lyres. It's like you're drifting up to heaven. And so wonderfully written by Danielle. What did you think, Pam?
Well, before I tell you what I think, and I do think it's an absolutely beautiful poem, I'm going to go ahead and bring on a caller, and I'd like to welcome area code 513. You're on the air. Who are we speaking to, please?
It's Jody. How are you?
Hey, Jody.
Hi, Jody.
Hi. How are you ladies doing?
Glad you're doing great. Yourself?
I'm pretty good. Had a nice dinner with my daughter and had a good day at work, and here I am.
Wonderful.
With you, ladies.
Wonderful. Well, we're glad you could be here.
I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I just listened to that poem. That was pretty incredible. I enjoyed that for sure. Yeah. Angels speaking into your ear to guide you. That's a thing, angels do guide you away from things and to things, right? And to people. Silver clouds, like everyone's been on cloud nine, I feel like, hopefully in their life. It's temporary, but man, when you get to that point where you feel like you're on cloud nine, that's a beautiful feeling. I definitely like that poem. I don't know about another poet. He's very good. I have to check him out.
Absolutely, Jody. wonderful comment. That was the third stanza that I found really captivating as well. And I liked your comment on about being on cloud nine. It's so soothing, suited to this poem. Absolutely great comment there. And and Pam, your thoughts?
I really like how you had called this right soothing and haunting, Naomi. And it does have that, as Joey was saying, that whole drifting on cloud nine feeling. I also thought there was something very almost surreal, not like in the wording choice necessarily, although in part, but the whole feeling as you're reading it, like when you have where daydreams break the veil of psychedelic colors fused into a kaleidoscope of transparent mist, it feels surreal. And I like how he creates sensuality without actually a physical touch, but rather it's a sensuality of the heart and the mind. And definitely beautifully written and very well done.
Well said, Pam. Spot on. And where are we going next, Pam?
All right. Up next, we have The Portrait by Captain Kerr. And Jody, would you go ahead, please, and give that a read for us?
Okay. All right. The Portrait by Captain Kerr. She stands beyond the shadow of a lake, beyond a eucalypt, beyond the branchings of a willow's limb. She mirrors ferns that climb the hillside green, beyond the rocks, beyond the grass that trails a quiet stream, beyond the corpse that frame the distant heights in white, beyond the ridge that lines a mountain pass, she rises, an isle in a sea of glass. My compass points southwest to the arbor trees. I hold them steady in my sight. Sailing the sky in a sea of everlasting blue, a pale moon waits for night. Beyond the lake and the eucalyptus, beyond the willow and the hillside greens, beyond the rocks and the quiet stream, beyond the quartz and the mountain pass, above an isle in a sea of glass, and framed within her portrait shines. And boom.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful write and wonderful read.
Other than the eucalyptus, that one. But yeah, that's pretty good imagery he portrayed in that poem. I like it.
Absolutely. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful imagery, you know, and beautiful, right, to that image, that art. And again, you know, you see the double exposure, the face of the woman with the tree, with nature surrounding, you know, like, I don't know which, you know, it's hard to know with double exposure what is. I think it's the face that's in the foreword and the tree that's in the background, but you know, they're just like they're drifting together. And, you know, I think he really pulled that out in this write, Captain Kerr did. She mirrors ferns that climb the hillside beyond the rocks, beyond the grass that trails a quiet stream. You know, I don't know, but I feel the admiration for this woman here, you know, as he describes her, and you know, beyond, she's there, but I feel, you know, that he really really has seized this woman completely, made her up in this poem. She, you know, there's just something so deep within this, right? Pam, your thoughts, please.
Oh, I really like this. It's beautiful. It has a romanticism to it. And there is this idea of admiration. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like admiring somebody who actually is physically far away from you, like they live somewhere else, or you feel like they're out of your reach. You're not good enough for them. And the repetitive use of the word beyond, especially how it's used like four times in the last stanza, which has five lines, really emphasizes the point that of feeling like this person is beyond you, of wanting to bring them closer. And I really thought this was beautiful all the way through. But I do especially like beyond the courts that frame the distant heights and white, beyond the ridge that lines a mountain pass, she rises, an isle in a sea of glass. And so just a stunning write and very well done.
Absolutely. Wonderful,
yeah,
wonderful comment. And yeah, Jody.
The more I look at this picture, it's pretty incredible artwork. Like I can see her like left eye in the branches, right? Like how she's just entwined in the whole scenery. And he's saying how his compass points southwest to the trees, and see a little canoe underneath her lip, like hooking right to them trees. Like it just all comes together. I mean, that was pretty incredible work for whoever put that together. And they got the roots coming up through her throat. Like, that's pretty impressive. I was just staring at this while you guys were talking, like, wow, I didn't even notice any of this before. I like it. Yeah, they did a great job with that one.
Yeah, you know, that's, I was talking about that when the show opened. That's called what they called, I didn't even know, that's what they call double exposure. It's when you take a photograph and you layer it with other elements. Like, and this is, you know, and in the contest, that was there was a lot of that, what you call double exposure. So,
yeah,
I find it really, really neat. Yeah, quite impressive. And, yeah, what a beautiful, beautiful poem this was by Captain Kerr, for sure. Wow. And where are we going next, Pam? To Wonderland.
Let's see. Yeah, the thing with double exposure photography is back when you actually had to do it in the old way that you developed photographs, it was a lot more tedious of a process, a lot more of an art form. And not that it still isn't an art form in its own way, but nowadays it can be done so easily. Like I have a program on my Kindle Fire where I could create double exposure photographs just simply by, you know, clicking on two different photographs and clicking that option. It certainly has become a lot easier for the common man and woman to do so. But it is fascinating.
You talking about the closet where they had to dip them? Closet where they had to dip them and the girl gets killed in the movie? Like, dang, she should have ran. You got
exactly.
Like 500 boxes. Oh, I got this image in my head of a scary movie that girl got killed when she's developing pictures. Yeah.
That's, my gosh. Yeah. I love
it. Anymore,
that's pretty much like every scary movie of the 70s and 80s. Involves a girl that shouldn't have been. Exactly. Exactly.
That's all I got.
All right. Well, up next we have Come Drift Away by Ruby2446. And Naomi, go ahead, please, and give that a read.
Okay. So this is Come Drift Away. By Ruby. Wrap me in the cobwebs of your whispers. Catch me as my body melts into your shadow. Remember me and those tattoos your passion burnt into my flesh. On limbs entwined snake-like, tied around you, leaving you seducing me with those sexy, breathless gasps and moans. Remember breasts where you've scribed yours hunger with warm, erotic, breathy words. Hold the memories in the mist of your essence, the nights we explored the white light and slip beyond, searching, pushing limits, finding wild ecstasies on the dark side of the moon, experiences still indented on my soul. I throb and quiver at the memories, smoldering with anticipation, feeling there is still something more, a higher place, an edge we can teeter on, bodies taunt with sensual expectation, building as euphoria waits just beyond that edge to state our hungers. Until you return and I can take us there, lure you to our destiny, I have offered my body to the gods of sun, moon, and sea. They touch and warm, but leave me empty. I'm left craving your attentions. Find your way through the myths of centuries. I'm waiting to recreate your ancient connection. forged before time, now ready for its crescendo. Come with me to the edge and find the root of all century and erotic satisfaction. Come drift away with me, my love. End poem. What a beautiful, woof, what a beautiful central rite by Ruby. So well done. Wrap me in the cobwebs of your whispers. Oh, that is so beautiful, that line. Our limbs entwined, snake-like kite around you. Leaving you, seducing me with those sexy, breathless gasps and moans. Such beautiful lines. I could repeat them over and over and over again. This is just splendidly written all the way through. It just drifts away. It just drifts so effortlessly down the page through every single line. What a pleasure that was to read. And Jody, what did you think of the write?
I'm still thinking, like, the way I'd be paddling my ass off to get to her with these words. Like, that's pretty incredible.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's just full of incredible imagery. I throb and quiver. Like, I get a girl to that point, like, I said, the peak of ecstasy, right? Like, I've done my job. It speaks of past life soulmates, right? Through the ancient times and just come find your way through the mist of centuries. She's waiting, like, man, that dude better hurry up. You're going to come up short. But yeah, that's great, right? Incredible. Like, from top to bottom, I think she should probably get gold on this one. Was that on American Idol where they hit the button and get through the next round? She definitely would do that.
Yeah, definitely. What a wonderful comment. Yeah, it was a wonderful write. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought this was beautiful. I love the way she has the lines staggering in different lengths, so to give a sense of movement. And, you know, the certain lines, ones that Jody brought up, like, you know, wading through the centuries and all that, kind of gave it the idea of a mythological story, like a ghost or a vampire. The idea of, this connection that's obviously been around for, like, since the beginning of time. Find your way through the mists of centuries. I am waiting to recreate our ancient connection, forged before time, now ready for its crescendo. Come with me to the edge and find the root of all century and erotic satisfaction. Those are amazing lines. And really, this has amazing lines all the way through. Another part I really like is, I have offered my body to the gods of sun, moon, and sea. They touch and warm, but leave me empty. I am left craving your attention. Beautiful, right? All the way through, creative storytelling and wonderful sensuality. Very well done.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Pam, as always. And a beautiful, beautiful write, Ruby. Oh, my gracious, you know, every time you have a write by Ruby, you know it's going to be something exceptional. Oh, and talking about another exceptional writer, yes. I'll let you carry it away, Pam.
Yes, you are right. Another top shelf seductive central writer is Betty Page, and by her, this is My Infinite Flame. Hot, sweet seduction, wicked, lush, intense passions, drenching wet waves pound, vibrating real high, intoxicated by lust, licking up desire, taste you round my tongue, I swallow, licking my lips, swirl you in my mouth. Kiss me electric, taint my veins with vivid lust, fill my fantasies, ravage me fearless, too divine have become one, render me helpless, pin me to your bed, push me against walls fiercely, corrupt me, my love, corrode me filthy, roll me in gold sands of time as waves roll across us, mist-colored sea glass, let's get lost in sweet passions, tumble as seashells, let's roll with the tide, let the ebb and flow consume, rock me till I sleep, thrust within me deep, I'm thoroughly satisfied, creams overflowing, clear nectars spilling, divines, peachy sweet nectars, creates elixirs, poison minds with thoughts, filthy, dirty, nasty thoughts. Come live, come love, wash me clean. Captivate my heart, ride my flesh as ocean waves, minds blown viciously, twin flames become one. Infinitely they shine bright, filled with pure starlight. End poem.
Ah, my gracious, wow. This was hot. You know, first she had me at push me, pin me to your bed, and then push me against walls fiercely. Oh, and then, oh my gracious, you know, and where did she have, thrust within me deep, I'm truly satisfied, creams overfilling. Oh. And I just love how she, her play on words there, captivate my heart, ride my flesh as ocean waves. Ride my flesh as ocean waves. That's an awesome, awesome line. And just an amazing, passionate right here, you know, with the sea in the background. Elements of nature throughout, just a wonderful, wonderful, passionate right here by Betty for sure. And what did you think, Pam?
This is wow, definitely the imagery, the metaphors in it. I really enjoy and appreciate how Betty puts her toes up to the edge. You know, and yet never completely crosses the line into vulgar explicit, but it leaves no doubt in your mind what she's talking about. And I love that this is about both lust and love. It's about finding that twin flame, but it's about finding that twin flame that brings you to those peaks of arousal. Taste you round my tongue, I swallow, licking my lips. Swirl you in my mouth, and gosh, what else does she have here? Oh, I love the attitude that comes in, poison minds with thoughts, filthy, dirty, nasty thoughts. Come, love, wash me clean. I love that, and there's just so much about this poem that really is so very erotic and delicious. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
Oh, absolutely. Wonderful comment, Pam. And Jody, what did you think of Betty's poem?
Yeah, no, she's definitely in tune with her sexuality. That was impressive. I love the way her metaphors, they all like seesawed from like peachy sweet nectars to poison minds with dirty, nasty thoughts, right? I thought she captivated that very well. To me, like, it seemed like she needs to be like writing romance novels. Like what was that? My mom used to read these all the time, and I was curious when I was young. Like, what's she always reading? I read one, and this was kind of like what I was reading, right? It's like Nora Roberts, I think, or something. Like, right? Yes, I think she would do very well with those. Twin flames coming one. I mean, that's like in itself, like that's exactly the pinnacle of what you would want in love, right? That's impressive. Very well done.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Jody. And what we have up next, Pam?
All right. Let's see here. We have The Dance of Remembrance by Virtual Anomaly. And Jody, go ahead, please, and give that a read for us.
All right. The Dance of Remembrance by Virtual Anomaly. The focus about a snow globe was my morning, where she spoke across the room. It felt like sun and vine on castle glass as she began. A child of God, teacher, an almanac with an aura. The many listened, but she knew, although far, my ear was closest. There is a door in her mind that frightens her. It does her no good at all to open. She remembers the giant chained dogs who barked at her heart. So she is keen on locks, screens, and soundproof walls. But in her instructions, she accidentally took her foot from aside the door and spoke about the perfect mate. Stalled in the eternal second, she froze. Her eyes met mine, and I have seen those eyes, terrified of images and meaning, unprecedented moments that could have been divine, terrified of fire from long-heeled burns that she never speaks of. The door had burst open for just a minute, tempting the ocean torrent to visit her cheeks. Subtle to all else, but not to me, she gestured a zipper against her temple, demanding that thought pass and the door become iron-latched atop the dust of slamming. As she continued, we both felt wind swirl back to calmness. Business became usual, and we made jokes about simple things, just to say goodbye without crying. But she came to visit me afterwards, before my working hours. An expression of joy, sadness, the tease of abandon and chaos all formed on her face as she was walking in silence, as if two universal elements of the most powerful magnetic affinity crossed. Our lips met. It was a moment of chest-rattling heartbeat, hands that hungered, and an elevator ride to a burst of white light, cooled by sweat and the dance of a remembrance. And punk.
Wonderful read there, Jody. Wow, and that was quite a, you know, an amazing write to read, you know, quite a lengthy poem, but you did it so much justice. And, you know, I love the story and in the storytelling in here. You know, from what I got, you know, a girl that, you know, is scared of love, scared of letting go. I could be wrong, but that's what I got out of it. And, you know, I don't know, maybe she had something in her past that happened and, you know, a relationship in her past. And you know that did something to her, and she's just like froze in that moment, and then she meets him, and you know, and he lets her, makes her open up to him, and then they finish in a wild, passionate, like, embrace or love making there in the end. And I thought this was a wonderful story told. I could be wrong, but that's what I got out of it. But wonderfully, wonderfully written. And Pam, what are your thoughts?
You know what, I actually thought the same thing that you did, that it was about somebody who had been hurt over and over again, and so therefore was afraid to love, afraid to trust. And the end becomes about her learning to trust, learning to show her true feelings, her emotion, and then they have the sensual awakening that happens between the two of them. There was definitely some strong, hard-hitting lines with an intensity of emotion. She remembers the giant chain dogs who barked at her heart, mm-hmm. so she is keen on locks, screens, and soundproof walls. And I really also like, as she continued, we both felt wind swirl back to calmness. Business became usual, and we made jokes about simple things just to say goodbye without crying. And, you know, I like how it becomes at that point that she's starting to trust him with all parts of herself, including the most simple aspects of her life. And so just a wonderful write and very well done.
Well, absolutely. Wonderful comment, Pam. And Jody, your thoughts?
No, I absolutely agree with both of you. I got the same feel off the write. She obviously had traumas in her past that she needs to heal, and this is like a poem of healing. Like, she finally met a guy that can look into her soul, and she can't run from, right? So she has to look him in the eyes and begin to heal, because she knows he can see right through her. And so she obviously tries to run from that love, right? Because if you've been in situations where you haven't been shown love in your life, and then all of a sudden this guy's trying to show you love, and you're like, wait a second, this is probably too good to be true, right? Just everybody's got them, you know, childhood hang-ups and things in their past that they have to, can't sweep under the rug. You got to actually pull it out and heal from it, right? You know, I mean, we all have to deal with that at some point in our lives. You might wait till you're 50 to do it, but at 50, you're going to have to do it, right? But, yeah, it's a great poem of healing, I feel like. Well done.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Jody. And, wonderful poem by a virtual anomaly. Well story told, very emotive, and, very relatable to everybody. And Pam, what do we have up next?
That is a good question. What do we have? We have Becoming His Universe by Sector Hunter. Sorry. And go ahead, please, Naomi, and give that a read for us.
Okay, so this is by Sector Hunter, Becoming His Universe. She was his calling, the night reaching out, pulling him close, stoking his fire. She became his passion, as if caressed by the universe. They became the light that shined through the darkness. Spiritual beings made flesh, his temptation, her wild beast, their touch magic. With every kiss, desire grows. With every touch, so their hunger. Bodies melding in the shadows, drawing out every urge, exploring one another. Sensual taste lingering on tongues. Love felt through the heavens, with every thrust penetrating her soul, pulling their power to the surface, exploding together as a supernova, drifting through the stars, soulmates eternal. End poem. What a beautiful write by, to that prompt by Sector Hunter. When you look at that picture, with the, she's like, yeah, you just see the galaxy, the planet Earth, like, behind her, and, like, she's floating in this universe, and he captures that in the poem. She became his passion, as if caressed by the universe. Wow, that is so beautiful. They became the light that shined through the darkness. There's so many great lines in this poem. I love that he used the word thrust, but it doesn't just have to do with love making in this sense. It could be, that the love is thrusting into our soul. I like the use of that word in there. And of course that that last stanza that brings everything together. And Jody, what did you think of this poem?
Yeah, I liked it as well. So when I look at the picture, I see an eclipse happening. You know, I was just thinking total eclipse of the heart type moment.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
turn around, buddy. Right?
yeah.
I don't think so. But, yeah, no, I really like that whole spiritual aspect of it. You know, spiritual beings made flesh, right? And it depends on how you look at life. You think we're humans with a spirit, or you think we're spiritual beings having a human experience, right? But, yeah, I thought that brought it all together, and I love the play on the universe and the light shining through the darkness. Yeah, I really enjoyed that read. I feel like it could have kept going on and on with that. Yeah, very well done. It's almost like it goes full circle from the front to the bottom back again, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great picture, too. I really enjoyed that, too.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah,
I like
that.
I love
scanning the internet. So where do you guys get these pictures at? Scanning the internet?
Yeah. Different places from searching long hours.
Oh, yeah, that's impressive. I really enjoy that. That's a great artwork. Whoever put that together.
I like that comment that you made, Jody, about going full circle. You know, and you know, the coming back. You know, the from the front, the top to the bottom. I like that comment. And Pam, what did you think?
Oh, this is another wonderful write. As always, you know, Sector Hunter really brings his A game. I do love the line, spiritual beings made flesh, his temptation, her wild beast, their touch, magic. With every kiss, desire grows. With every touch, so their hunger. There's wonderful physical sensuality here, but there's also a spiritual romanticism as he brings in, especially in those end lines, exploding together as a supernova, drifting through the stars, soulmates eternal. I love that he ends with the lines, soulmates eternal, and the idea that they will be together forever. Wonderful, right, and very well done.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Tam. And what will be our next write?
That is a good question. That is a $25 question. So.
Oh, I have to pay you $25?
Yes.
I have to make money somehow. So.
Got to get paid.
it's either this or open up a my fans page, so I figure it's better to charge you guys a session.
For my own way. Yeah, there you go.
So funny.
Up next, we have A Distracting Message Found in a Drifting Bottle by Jenny the Deep. Floating along the swelling iridescent river, a mystical message in a bottle is found, reading, drift away with me endlessly. I shiver, water in my eyes like the seas drifting abound. A mystical message in a bottle is found. To my surprise, a note from my long-lost love. Water in my eyes like the seas drifts abound, resurfacing our memories once sent above. To my surprise, a note from my long-lost love, unleashing lucid, erotic flashbacks profound, resurfacing our memories once sent above. Erotic, obscene images flash in the clouds, unleashing lucid, erotic flashbacks profound. His last kiss takes over my wild imagination. Erotic, obscene images flash in the clouds. Oh, to sail away from him, to sail away with him would bring satisfaction. His last kiss takes over my wild imagination as my head sinks into his invisible brawny arms. Oh, to sail away with him would bring satisfaction. Until then, I'll cherish his enticing charms. End poem.
There's something, you know, just that was a beautiful read, Pam. But there's just like this kind of old classical, I don't know, get this feeling of, you know, a classical poem from this rite. I don't know if it's the form that I'm not recognizing or profound cause. Yeah, it's A-B-A-B, the rhyming format of it. It rhymes, and yeah, it's like those classical poems that rhyme. But, you know, just a wonderful, wonderful write by Jenny here. I like the, you know, how she opens with floating along the swelling, iridescent river. A mystical message in a bottle is found. And then she captures your attention right there. You know, right there, you want to know more, you know. You want to know more what's going to happen, you know, from that message in the bottle. And you know, and this story that she tells is just amazing. To my surprise, a note from my long lost love, unleashing lucid erotic flashbacks, profound, resurfacing our memories once sent above. Oh my gracious, yeah, when you have those daydreams of, you know, love, those passionate encounters from, you know, I don't know, a long time ago when they come back and flashback, you know, wow. Yeah, you're just sitting like in a rêverie and, yeah, you're just daydreaming away there. So wonderful, wonderful write by Jenny the Deep. And Pam, what did you think?
I like the romantic touch of this rite, and it is a pantoon form, which uses rhyme and repetition. I like how this too is about daydreaming about, you know, love and sensuality and about the past and, you know, of what used to be. It's romantic and it's sensual, but it's also got that touch of sadness because while you're waiting for the real thing to come back or to for yourself to be able to move forward and find the real thing, you're stuck daydreaming and about this person that's no longer in your life that is lost to you. I do like the imagery in the opening stanza, floating along the swelling iridescent river, a mystical message in a bottle is found. And then where she says, resurfacing our memories once sent above, to my surprise, a note from my long lost love, unleashing lucid erotic flashbacks. I like the use of the word lucid and erotic together. I thought that worked really well. Beautifully written and very well done.
They do work absolutely beautifully together right there, Pam. A wonderful, wonderfully written by Jenny. And Jody, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I was keyed on that too, the lucid erotic flashbacks. I thought that was well written. The great flow of fantasy and how, you know, a note from her long-lost love, memory coming back to her. I feel like I'm laying in a field, like, staring off in clouds and trying to make shapes out of them, but so comfortable that, you know, I've never been more close to my mind, body, and spirit coming together than just being that comfortable in a field just in memory, right? time's going by. It can definitely take over your imagination for sure. Yeah, I thought that was a very well-written story. I enjoyed that, traveling through the iridescent river with her. And she's a very good writer.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Jody. And Pam, where are we going next?
All right. Up next, I'm going to put Salted Caramel by Ed Hunter. And I'm going to have Jody give that a read, but Naomi, go ahead and call on me last to comment. I'll be right back.
Okay.
And Jody, go ahead, please.
All right. I got it. All right. Awesome picture, too. Salted Caramel by Ed Hunter. Dangling shadows in the depths of solitude, the presence is foreign to the one I love. Like crashing waves pummeling cliffs, my harsh life belongs to you. I come with selfish dreams, craving your body for this mortal heart. The dream, your milken skin and hazel eyes bewitch me. Our natural creation fills the atmosphere. My body fits perfectly with yours. Our sound is a symphony of euphoric release. We yearn for orgasmic drowning. Heavy kissing melts into a luscious fragrance, and our warming sweat mixes naturally. Moving her pelvis to my hungry hands, a gentle caress becomes a screaming desire. Salted caramel spreads, spreading wings of flavoring ecstasy to my taste. Wildness emerges as our bodies sing. Every cell is vibrating, a sweet release. Intertwined bodies dance with rhythmic style. Our sexual desire is irresistible. Once inside, there is no end. We long for more until we fall asleep. End poem.
Wonderful read, Jody. And, you know, I really like the title of this, Salted Caramel. Mm. That's so delicious. Salted Caramel. And, you know, and he brings that up in the poem, too, you know, salted caramel, spreading wings, a flavoring ecstasy to my taste. Wildness emerges as our bodies sing. Every cell is vibrating, a sweet release. And there's, I love the flow in that particular stanza. And, you know, throughout the poem, although, you know, it rhymes here and there. I didn't feel that it was like an overly, forced rhyme. But yeah, it just like flowed so like effortlessly, like beautifully. And there's so many elements, you know, that your milky skin and hazel eyes bewitch me. Our natural creation fills the atmosphere. My body fits perfectly with yours. You know, when you find that person that their body just fits into yours, you know, like when you're laying down, you're in bed, and I don't know, your body seems to just fit perfectly into the other person's body. That's just amazing, you know, that feeling. And I think he captured it so well in here and in this poem and write, and just really gets steamy at the end. My gracious, you know, the intertwined bodies dance with rhythmic style. But, you know, it's all done in a classy way, you know. Beautiful, beautiful words all throughout this poem. What did you think, Jody?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. It flows well for the style he wrote in. And yeah, he definitely captured a moment in time that, you know, they had their ecstasy and laying there. Like that's almost as good as the act itself, just in that time afterwards where you just hold each other. And like you said, it's just effortless and just meld into each other. And yeah, I thought he did very well describing that, and like warm sweat mixes naturally. When that happens, it is a sweet release for sure. And you got wow, there's so much in this poem that I enjoyed, like this orgasmic drowning. Like, you know how you eat a couple pieces of salted caramel and it starts oozing out the side of your lip? Like, oh man, you got to wipe your chins. You know what I mean? It's just like, yeah, all right, I'll take a dozen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the metaphor, the salted caramel, works perfectly well. I agree.
I definitely would love to have one of them right now. It sounds incredible.
And I love like when you stated, you know, the time, you know, not just the ecstasy, the coming together, but you know, the love making, but the time spent after, which is just as equally important. I love you that you commented on that. And Pam, you're back?
Yes, yes. And I had read this one earlier, and I found it extremely sensual and beautiful and romantic. And I have to agree, the metaphor for salted caramel, definitely, you know, a great choice, and that sounds tasty right now. I do love the imagery and metaphors in this, and how it's about love and lust and admiration. Your milky skin and hazel eyes bewitch me. Our natural creation fills the atmosphere. My body fits perfectly with yours. Our sound is a symphony of euphoric release. We yearn for orgasmic drowning. We yearn for orgasmic drowning. That's just a brilliant line there. So definitely an amazing sensual rite and very well done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Bravo, bravo, Mr. Ed Hunter. Amazing, amazing rite. And what will be our next rite, Pam?
We have Amy by Nye Quill. And go ahead, please, Naomi, and give that a read for us.
Okay, this is Amy. In a sea of waking dreams, stories unfold. There lives a girl named Amy, a soul of old. Her eyes like stars in the midnight skies, moonlight secrets slash across pale thighs. Her laughter dances like a gentle breeze. She wanders through life with such ease. Her spirit aflame burns bright and true, ignites her passion with a radiant hue. In the field of youth, her wildflower bloom, Amy yearns to reign her floral perfume. The butterfly in flight, its color so bold, sip the wine of moments, stories yet untold. With every strip, she leaves footprints in the sand. I caress her open legacy with a steady hand. Her sweet soul, a river, forever in flow, to touch her heart with my kisses in tow. In the storm where my velvet grays, slow time, are cries from the mouth of a pantheon that mine. With a smile that could light up the darkest night, her shadows banished open in such joy and light. Through her pages of life, fingers gracefully glide with quickened pace, her secrets flow from inside. A girl named Amy with her beacon of grace, a reminder that love can fill up any space. End poem. What a beautiful, you know, beautiful write to a, like almost a love poem to this Amy here. Just amazing. I just love the, with her every drip, she leaves footprints in the sand. I just love that idea, footprints in the sand. caress her open legacy with a steady hand. There's a noise, in the background? Am I the only one hearing that?
No, I hear it.
There is some feedback. If anybody's listening to the show on another device at the same time, they'll want to turn it off or down. Maybe somebody's got a squeaky fan or something.
No, I don't have any fans.
Man's trying to hold it down.
It's like a loud wind or something. I don't know. Anyway, what a wonderful write was by Amy. And, beautifully written. There it is again, that's really loud, that noise.
I don't hear it anymore.
I'm gonna mute myself and see if it comes from my end.
Okay.
Actually, I already know. Hey, you guys. I already know that it's coming from Jody because it stopped when I mute him. Sorry, yeah. Jody, but I think you might want to consider hanging up and calling back.
Okay.
And call back,
yeah.
And I'll be sure to pick you up, and we'll see if that helps.
All right, will do.
All right, Naomi.
Oh, yeah, Pam, what did you think of this write?
Oh, I thought it was absolutely beautiful. I thought it was a wonderful story write told with great rhyme and flow. And I like how he speaks on the beauty of this woman, not only her physical beauty, but really more of an emotional beauty, a spiritual beauty, and how he reaches out to touch her energy, to touch the positivity that she offers up to other people, and to absorb that. And I really like her laughter dances like a gentle breeze. She wanders through life with such ease. Her spirit aflame burns bright and true, ignites her passion with a radiant hue. Wonderful lines all the way through and very well done.
Absolutely. Wonderful, wonderful write by NyQuil. And is Jody back with us?
Yes.
He is, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was weird. Mute, unmute, mute, unmute. It's like three times before I hung up. Here I am. I definitely enjoyed that. You could tell his heart chakra is wide open in this poem, right? And that's a good feeling for a man to be able to express through words how you feel about a woman. I don't know, it gives you a sweet release. And I think he did an incredible job capturing what it feels like to have that love for a woman. You know, I thought he did very, very well with that. It wasn't a lot of just quick rhymes or anything. It was just a nice flowing show of admiration and love for a woman. Yeah, great job.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment there, Jody. And yeah, it's great. I think it's a show of strength when a man is able to be that vulnerable, you know, that he lets himself go to show his love. So I think some men, they don't do it, but I think it's really a sign of strength when they're able to do it. So wonderful comment, Jody. And I'd like to say hi to Katie out on the board if she's listening. Hi, Katie. And, so what will be our next write, Pam?
All right. Let's see here. It will be Our Ecliptic Love by Confess. And it goes like this. Obscure paint brushed away the pains of a strange spousal exclaimed, colorful means to conversate, No anguish stayed, just panting, all deranged. Shook to memory, eased then tamed. Flawless victory at fingertips leave my thighs shivering. Flickering eyes too calm, I'm in disbelief. My brown pebbles on my bosom pointed north as my warmth oozes like a sea. Silent murmurs leave my lips as your sun lifts me into the sky and hides the darkness inside of me. Happily we kissed as our love eclipsed, connected then crossed as the night floats through time's capsule's gift. Only God will know if we are meant. Our souls exchanged a tattoo of permanent energy tied up and soaked into galaxies. End poem.
Wow, beautiful read, Pam. And, you know, obscure paint brushed away the pains of a strange spousal, exclaimed colorful means to conversate. Just no anguish stayed, just panting, all deranged, shocked memory erased them tamed, flawless victory as your fingertips leave my thighs shivering. I love the way she put that, the lines, the metaphors there, you know, of the shocked memory erased and tamed, flawless victory as your fingertips leave my thighs shivering. Flickering eyes too calm, I'm in disbelief. And then that line, oh my gracious, that beautiful line, my brown pebbles on my bosom pointed north as my warmth oozes like a sea. That is just beautiful. What a wonderful write by Confess here. And your thoughts, Jody?
Yeah, I agree. I thought she did a very good job. The way she came in and out of the metaphors, flickering eyes, like you were saying, too calm, in disbelief, like she's had all this pain from past relationships that she's probably carried for who knows how long, months, years, right? But then she finds this man and it all just gets swept away. It's like it never even happened. Sun lifting me into the sky like she's levitating. She's feeling so at ease, right? I enjoyed that. She did a very good job with that. Definitely like that.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment to Jody. And Pam, your thoughts?
Boy, I tell you, between Jody's comment a few poems ago and this poem here now, I can't get the song Total Eclipse of My Heart out of my head. It's like becoming an earworm. But I do love how this is about that type of love that helps you heal from those past pains, as Jody was mentioning. Wonderful sensuality and lines, as my warmth oozes like a sea, silent murmurs leaves my lips as your sun lifts me into the sky and hides the darkness inside of me. Isn't that such a wonderful thing to find somebody who brings out your inner light because they know it's there? And so such a beautiful write and very well done.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. And where are we going next, Pam?
All right. Well, up next, I'm going to put your write, Jody. So go ahead when you're ready and give it a read for us, please.
Okay. All right. Rain day wish. 7:31 a.m. I was about to start my day. She was laying there, legs across me, so I stayed anyway. Arms tied, legs numb, wrapped around my knee. In my mind, I'm thinking how her love sets me free. I glanced to the window as I heard the raindrops dance. I lean in to kiss you, segue in my advance. In whispered winds and murmurs of our trees, With you, my love, I yearn to feel your ease. On this gloomy day, you are the sun to me. You, my sun, my radiant embrace, your golden glow is the light of love and grace. In your arms, the world feels bright and warm. Within your gaze, a shelter from the storm. Your laughter light, like raindrops on the leaves, a symphony of joy my heart receives. Our spirits entwine like rays of light. In rain day's embrace, we find our flight. The raindrops fall like notes upon the air, a tender song of love beyond compare. Your hand in mine, we dance beneath the sky. In rain day's arms, we let the world pass by. Each drop a reminder of times we share, of whispered secrets, moments rare and fair. Your touch a balm, your voice a soothing tune. With you, my son, beneath the rain-swept moon. And as the sun sets, painting skies anew, the stars will sing of love so sweet and true. In this rain day dance, our souls intertwine. Forevermore, your radiant heart is mine. In rain day's arms, where time does gently whisk away, with you, my son, I wish to always stay. Each drop of promise love's eternal sway. In your embrace, I find my wish on a rainy day. End poem.
Bravo. What a, you know, from the title, Rain Day Wish, right to that last line, you know, I find my wish on a rainy day. Just a beautiful, romantic ode to a loved one here in this poem. I just love, where was it? Your laughter light, like raindrops on the leaves, a symphony of joy my heart receives. Our spirits intertwine like rays of light. In rain day's embrace, we find our flight. And, you know, so many, you know, the way you took rain and you weaved it in through the poem in so many, you know, different ways, just amazing. You know, it's just like you're dancing with the rain in this poem, you know, weaving in and out of it. And all of those beautiful promises of love and you know, the way that you love this person. This is just so romantic. It was just absolutely beautiful, right, Jody? And yeah, and just like soothing. It's, you know, you have the word balm in there, and you have the word soothing, and this was really soothing. And what did you think, Pam?
Oh, this is wonderful. It's a beautiful romantic rite. Sounds like a great way to spend a rainy afternoon. I like how it speaks to me on the idea of the light and warmth that love can bring into somebody's right, or not right, sorry, the life. but,
well, right, too, if you have the example.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. And but I did have to smile when it says 7:31 a.m. I was about to start my day. She was laying there, legs across me, so I stayed anyway. It's like, oh, there's a woman laying across my legs. Guess I can't go to work today. Sounds like a good reason to me.
I also understand.
but this is a wonderful romantic story, right? You, my son, my radiant embrace, your golden glow is the light of love and grace. In your arms, the world feels bright and warm. Within your gaze, a shelter from the storm. And I do really enjoy and appreciate how you speak on love being a shelter from the life. So just right and very well done, Jody.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, so I embrace the whole vulnerability thing in life. As a man, we grew up never really having vulnerability in our life, but I found that the only way to get to actual true love is through vulnerability. I didn't know that a long time ago. So, yeah, I get in prompts like this, and I get to express, and it feels good.
Well, that is great, you know, and that's one thing about poetry, you know, it lets you, you know, release so much that's inside, you know, to discover so much that's lays hidden, and it is a way, an exit to release all those feelings, and yeah, made some of my days more bearable, that's for sure, through my life, and yeah, that is what's wonderful about writing. Yeah, I understand you there. Wonderful, wonderful write again, Jody. And Pam. And Pam, where are we going next?
We have Sunset Flames by Weaver of Dreams. And go ahead, Naomi, and give that a read, please.
Oh, but did Phil have time to get in her SoundCloud?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Okay, Sunset Flames. In hues of crimson, while light descends, a woman, her heart with longing filled, as flames ignite the sky, then transcends o'er time where old memories are spilled. The scarlet sunset paints a burning scene, a canvas ablaze with past passion's desire, while in her mind the moment intervened as the embers of their love become a fire. They savor this forbidden fruit divine, soft sighs and whispered words drive lust, hands stroke, hearts and limbs intertwine, hunger burns to lead them where it must. Can she step away from all of this and more, forego his mouth, his scent, those sultry eyes, that gentlest touch that finds her very core, makes her gasp and sob as all inhibitions fly? These lovers meet again over many past lives. Each time is tempestuous, tortuous, ill-fated, they know not what means will break the tide, or which of the gods' anger must yet be sated. Still, in the fading glow, she finds some solace in a bittersweet reminder of love's vast grace. End poem. What a beautiful write by Katie. I'm going to let you go first, Pam.
All right, yeah, this is a beautiful write by Kate. Great rhyme, wonderful imagery. Another one that has a haunting feel to it. The scarlet sunset paints a burning scene, a canvas ablaze with past passion's desires, while in her mind the moments intervene as the embers of their love become a fire. Can she step away from all of this and more, forgo his mouth, his scent, those sultry eyes, that gentlest touch that finds her very core, makes her gasp and sob as all his ambition flies. You know, it's a tale, I think, to me, of forbidden love, of a love that you're not supposed to meet with again and you know you should stay away from, and yet you cannot resist it. And so a wonderful write all the way through, beautiful sensuality, and very well done.
Absolutely. I just love, you know, the imagery also in this write. The scarlet sunset paints a burning scene, a canvas ablaze with past passion's desire. Embers of love become a fire. And, you know, that first stanza, too, is just beautiful. In hues of crimson while light descends, a woman, her heart with longings filled, as flames in light the sky with interest transcends, or time where old memories are spilled. So, yeah, this is You know, those memories are haunt her. And like you said, Pam, this is a torturous, like she said, and like Kate says in her poem too, a tempestuous, torturous love here. And, you know, like you said, Pam, I feel too that it's like something forbidden and, yeah, very inflamed, forbidden love. What did you think, Jody? Hello, Jody? Is he still with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry, I had it on mute. I'm here talking away. Yeah. No, I totally agree. This is incredible. I can feel what she was trying to convey the whole way. Lovers that through many lifetimes, they find each other and then some tragedy happens and they don't fulfill their life together and then finally comes together all in this lifetime. And, the mortal laws of man prohibit them from being together, but souls don't know the mortal laws. Souls only know what they're magnetized to. They come together, they go where they want to go, and it doesn't matter about if it's right, wrong, or indifferent for the soul, because soul is just pure love, right? I thought that was an incredible way of displaying that, for sure. Well done.
I like that that comment, Jody, about souls. Yeah, that they come together no matter what. They're like, it's fate in a way. Love that comment. And so what is our next? So very well done, Kate. Thank you so much for this write. Such a wonderful addition to the show tonight. Such a beautiful write. And where are we going next, Pam?
All right. Up next, we have Your Favorite by Band Nikki. And it goes like this. I want you to kiss me with my blood still on your lips. Drink from my throat as I detonate, self-destructive. A whisper caught in the wind while he tries on being forgiven. Her hands down my spine all along. With a dress and old wine, saying until dined, drinking, but swear that I'm fine. They don't recognize me with my new smile tonight. Prayer with no answer, on your lap I'll be the dancer, but to the one I belong, to it doesn't really matter. Just another step in my tail, another heel too high still fails, and I could promise and please just keep me choked on those nails. Do you really care about me? Am I more than reflections I breathe? I can't run, I can't control. If I'm not yours, I cannot be. Make me scream for you, hold my head underneath too. I came for the mood, but now I'm leaving for this view. Feel your skin on mine. Oh God, I think I want you inside. Don't you just love the taste of this? Your favorite kind of night. End poem.
And just that, you know, a person caught in the fingernails of passion, or, you know, the grips of passion here. I just love this whole write. I want to kiss. I want you to kiss me with blood still on your lips. Oh, my gracious. You know, that what a strong line to start out the poem with. And I just love also her hands down my spine all along with a dress and old wine. And then what else was there, you know, that I really, oh yeah, and I could promise and please just keep me choked on those nails. Oh my gracious, what a great line that is. So powerful, choked on those lines. You know, this was just an amazing write all the way through. Very, very, very passionate, very powerful write. And Pam, what did you think?
Oh, this was brilliant, dark sensuality, wonderful imagery and metaphors. I like how it has that kind of it has a vampiric feel to it with the drinking of blood. But you know, it's the idea of the offering of oneself. And I like how it brings in the idea that there's more than one person there, like, which is where your favorite comes in. So you can kind of see it being about the, what's the word for when you have a harem? It's like the idea of a harem or the idea of a swingers party. And you know you're going to play around, but you're going to have your favorites to go back to. And I really like A Whisper Caught in the Wind while he tries on being forgiven, her hands down my spine all along with a dress and old wine, saying until dying, drinking, but swear that I'm fine. And then another part, and I could promise and please just keep me choked on those nails. Do you really care about me? Am I more than a reflection I breathe? And, I mean, just very emotive lines there. And I also really like near the ending goes, don't you love the taste of this? Wonderful lines all the way through and very well done.
Absolutely. Wonderful, wonderful comment, Pam. And, now that you mentioned it, I see that, you know, multiple people, like this is a great orgy night going on. I see that now. I hadn't seen it when I was at first, but now that you mentioned it, yeah, multiple people in this, right? And Jolie, what did you think?
I was gonna say that's the word I couldn't think of was orgy. I was like, I took us back to the 1970s to the swingers parties or something.
Yeah, I got the same feel from it. Like, yeah, they're definitely there for the, you know, it's like he's there for the hunt, to fill his hunger and passion. But, yeah, his heart definitely belongs somewhere else. And he's okay with that. He's being self-destructive, right? It's just the reflections I breathe. Are you more than that, right? Yeah, probably not. But that's where he wanted to be for the night. That's the view he wanted to have. And he fulfills that and probably goes home and kisses the old lady goodnight, right? it definitely had a vampiric tone to it. I like that, too. Just how it starts out, right, with the blood still on my lips, drink from my throat. Like he's all in. He's definitely all in on this one. Yeah, it's good. I like that. It's a different take. I like that.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. Very dark, right, but very powerful one. And where are we going next, Pam?
All right. Up next we have Shades of Shay by Eric Svensson. And let me check things here. I'm sorry, I'm a bit lost at this point. So I believe it is, yes, Naomi, it's your turn to read.
Okay. Fountain, this is Shades of Shay. Fountainhead font, nestles, sage smudges on clarity. Bay leaf baths clears away confusion. Adrift in hushed herbarium, you quietly instructed directives to deconstruct shades of shay. Not to change, rearrange, or neuter. More like wedding, gentle prods, psyche indentations, well-placed cuts to release stagnant energy. Moth and peat hardiness, fondling of fey Irish ancestry, now nestles fountainhead front, ever close as dragon's blood incense. Porous moments absorbed, solidified our forest clearing union, rhythmic, hurried, unhurried, climax, shades of shea, forever watermarked, distilled by drops, meadow sweet from alabaster vase. And he has, I don't know if I have to read that. He has meadow sweet. Meadow sweet is a sacred.
You can skip reading that part.
Pardon me?
People can just read that part on their own.
Okay. Okay.
Want.
Yeah. Okay. So, Pam, go ahead.
All right. Well, first of all, I apologize. It was actually supposed to be my turn to read. I just completely get confused by the end of a show sometimes. But you did a beautiful read of that, Naomi. And the footnote he put in about Meadow Sweet, I highly recommend that if people get a chance, they read that because it is interesting. And I think this is a wonderful rite that is both sensual and spiritual. I really love his word choices. The idea of the connection between humanity and nature, and you know the story of love, not to change, rearrange, or neuter, more like weeding, gentle prods, psyche indentions, well-placed cuts to release stagnant energy, moss and peak hardiness, founding of fey Irish ancestry, now nestled, fountainhead font, ever close as dragon's blood incense. You know, I really like how this is about how the idea of how you tend to love, how you tend to a relationship, you know, not to rearrange it completely, but rather with those gentle prods and psyche indentions. Wonderful, right? And very well done.
Wonderfully said there, Pam. I like, you know, the from the beginning to, you know, the end, the fountainhead front nestles. Fountainhead makes me think of the pen, you know, the front, the different forms of the writing that you can have from a pen. Fountainhead front nestles, sage smudges on clarity. Bay leaf bath clears away confusion. The different ups and downs, I think, that you go through love. It's what I got through it. And just a wonderful write here by Eric Svensson. Very clever, as usual, and very witty and intelligent write. And Jody, your thoughts?
Yeah, I could feel a theme of like aphrodisiac all the way through the poem. That was interesting. I'm looking at the pictures like Rico Suave, right? he definitely has great imagery and metaphors in here. And like I said, the aphrodisiac is all through this. Assuming that's what the meadow sweet is. I could just feel, you know, that feeling you get over you, like, you're not going anywhere. We're staying in tonight, right? Yeah, let's light up some candles and incense and just be one with each other. I like that. I think you did a very good job with illuminating the things that help get to that certain point that they're trying to get to, like the stage and the bay leaf bath, right? And it's a very sensual night. Candlelit dinner, all that goodness, right? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I like that. Great, right?
Wonderful. Wonderful comment, Jody. And we have time for maybe one more, Pam?
Yep, we have one more, and then there will be a couple of carryovers. our last poem for the night is You Know You Got Me Digging You by Freckled Poet. You know you got me digging you, my body's aching, 'cause I'm missing you. Got me wishing I was kissing you. My hand should be touching you, taste your body and devouring you, get naked in the shower with you, then use my superpowers on you, maybe open up my flower for you, take a trip around your tower with you, lose a couple busy hours with you. You know you got me digging you, got me wishing I was kissing you. And poem.
Wonderful read, Pam. You know, this has made me think of a rap. I was just like rapping it out in my mind. The repetition of the word you, you know, you got me digging you. You know, my body's aching because I'm missing you. But, you know, just a wonderful, wonderful write on just, you know, being concentrated on that person, that special person, that you, that you know, that person that is a you for you, for you, you know. And I get naked in the shower with you, then use my superpowers on you, maybe open up my flower for you. You know, that just a wonderful, like a modern today right. I see this, you know, I don't know, like a modern day writing, and wonderful, wonderfully written here by Freckled Poet. I don't know this poet, Freckled Poet. She must be new to AP, or maybe came on during the summer, and I didn't get to know her yet. But I hope I see her again, because I really like this write. You know, it's very passionate. And very, you know, full of, it's kind of sultry in a way, I find. You know, got me digging you, got me wishing I was kissing you. Very well done indeed. What did you think, Jody?
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed the ride. I kind of got a different take, like, so she's digging him, right? And he just, maybe, you know, all night, all the poems have been when two people come together, twin flames, and, you know, entwine and all that, but obviously they're not together. Like, he's, or she's wishing she was with him and wanting to kiss him, and it's like she's falling in love, he's falling asleep, right? Definitely the intimacy of the showers, I think, as about as intimate as you could get, you know, washing her hair, scrubbing her back for her, and all that goodness. Yeah, I hope she can turn his mindset around. Sounds like she has a lot to offer.
Yeah. Amazing comment, Jody. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, I like this. The rhyme and flow did it again. Give it a modern rap-like feel to it, and yeah, it brings in the whole thought of those things that you wish you could have, you know, I really like how this has a great lyrical quality, and the imagery in it, especially where she says, get naked in the with you, then use my superpower on you, maybe open up my flower for you, take a trip around your tower with you. Great use of inner and end rhyme, and a wonderful write on the whole idea of wishing somebody was there with you. Very well done. And great show, Naomi.
Yeah, thank you, Jody, for phoning in and keeping us company. Man,
oh,
boy.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Always enjoy hanging out with you ladies. Appreciate that.
Was a real joy having you. And thank you, Pam, for always being my wonderful co-host. And thank you, everybody who wrote for the show. And I hope you'll be writing again, and we'll see you in the next contest. And yeah, just want to wish everybody a good night and a wonderful rest of the week. Bye, everybody.